That if we can accept and accept that outcome, then we will enter into serious negotiations. It is too early to answer your second question for now. We hope that within these 2 days we can reach a certain conclusion to make to see whether or not we can end negotiations here or no. We need another week or so, or we need more time to hold discussions. But for your first question, the first and last steps, both of them are long-term steps. They should be done within a certain time frame, and any commitments and any confidence building measures adopted by us, whether during accepted by us whether for the first or last steps, will be done in a certain timeline, and they will not be eternal. They should be done within a certain time frame. For the first step, it will be a very short time period because no agreement has been reached yet, but we are talking about 6 months or so. However, nothing has been agreed upon yet. So no agreement will be reached until all items and all issues have been agreed upon. So I cannot say for sure about how long that time frame will be. But as I said, enrichment is necessary both in the first step and in the last step. And as long as Iran seems it advisable, enrichment will continue. And that is and in all the steps, the enrichment right, both in practice and both in the written agreement, it must be there. The presence of ministers does not mean, cannot lead to confidence building. With the deputy foreign ministers have been taking part in the meetings, and because they are official representatives of their capitals and their stances reflect the stances of their countries, if we can understand from their remarks and behavior that we can gain that confidence. Of course, yesterday's meetings were optimistic. We can move towards confidence building on both sides and go towards negotiations. Our position is a transparent one. We have repeated it time and again. Even the previous government was the same, that the principle of enrichment is not negotiable, but the details, including the extent and level and location of enrichment, all of them are negotiable. But the principle of enrichment is not negotiable, and this will be decided during the negotiations. اخیراً آقای نتانیاهو حالا قبل از آغاز مذاکرات مکررن صحبت کردن احتیاطی کردن ایران با سوریه و گفتن که اگر سوریه مثلا اون اتفاق در رابطه با تسلیحات شیمیایی یا اینها افتاد ایران هم میتونه حتی این مواد هسته‌ای اونایی که غنی شده از پاکش خارج کنه و ما باید فشار بیاریم پاسخ شما چی هست به این
اصلا اهمیتی برای این صحبت ها قائل نیست
We don't care about such words. No. This stance has been worked on and has been decided upon inside the country. The relevant organizations have decided on it, and all of us believe that the right to enrichment is the right which should exist for us. But in order to for confidence building, how to exercise this right? Well, this could be negotiated, and if this can help confidence building, well, there is no problem in that regard. Our priority is talks with Ashton, which is going to be held in 40 minutes' time at 9 a.m. And our meeting with the American negotiating team was very brief last night because we didn't have enough time. If necessary, we can continue that. I said bilateral meetings have been held in any international conference. Bilateral meetings are not very special issues. Any time that negotiating teams feel there's something that need to consult on, they can hold consultations, and there is no certain planning for that.
منصوریان فکر کنم
نه
من نمیدونم دقیقاً ایشون چه اظهاراتی کرده.
I don't know what comments he has made. What is important for us and which is a principle and what has been accepted by the other side is that measures by both sides in the first step must be actually balanced and reciprocal. It does not mean that one side should take a smaller step and the other side take a giant step. These negotiations continue. The first step and the later steps, they have to be balanced. And of course, there are some people, if they want to actually to depict the situation in such a way that they want to claim that they have gained more victories, well, given the media outlets that Western countries have, maybe this could happen, but definitely I can tell you that it is not a reason for good faith. And whatever has been agreed upon in the negotiations, in their coverage of the meetings, they have to abide by that. This is something we have been agreed upon. We have agreed that the steps taken by both sides in the first step, they have to be balanced. If there is somebody who claims that that steps, not enough steps have been taken, this is not true. What about the oil sanctions? I haven't heard his remarks about that, but definitely banking and oil sanctions are part of the issues on the negotiating table. As I said, as of 9, Ms. Ashton and Mr. Zarif will start their meeting, their talks. Actually, it will be negotiations, and Ms. Ashton will be representing the six countries, because when negotiations become very detailed and go into the substantive matters, it will be very difficult to hold talks with six negotiating teams. So Ms. Ashton will be representing the six countries, and she has full authority on behalf of the six countries.
Well, we lost contact with Geneva there. Anyway, that was Mr. Abbas Araghchi, one of the members of the nuclear negotiating team, Iranian negotiating team in Geneva, which is currently there to to talk with the P5 Plus One on Iran's nuclear program. Just to sum up what Mr. Araghchi said, his main briefing was that he said the discussions in place in Geneva will focus on how the talks will proceed, and that it's necessary for the P5 Plus One to reach a consensus or a common stance. But however, he did stress that the issue of uranium enrichment is the toughest issue among others, and that the P5 Plus One must accept this condition. Otherwise, there will be no deal without agreeing to Iran's right of enriching uranium. And of course, today, as he mentioned, the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, will be meeting EU foreign policy chief in about 40 minutes' time, according to Mr. Abbas Araghchi. They're going to meet again today to discuss in detail Iran's nuclear program. And of course, today is the second day of Iran's nuclear talks with the P5 Plus One in Geneva. And of course, we'll be updating you on those talks.